Welcome to Beyond Borders, the world's first talk show made especially for English learners and global citizens with me, your host, Ethan. In every episode of this show, it is my job to guide you outside of the classroom and into the real world with life-changing insights from some of the world's best teachers, language learners, innovators, and leaders, all here to help you unleash your highest potential in your English and your life. So if you are ready to join our movement of millions and together create a world beyond borders, then let's get started with the show. What's up, real lifers? This is Ethan, your real life English fluency coach and host of the Beyond Borders talk show. As we prepare for the next Beyond Borders interview, featuring a guest you are going to be very excited to learn with, we've put together this lesson with bits from some of our previous guests. So, have you ever asked, "I want to speak English with a native. Where do I find them?" Have you avoided speaking with other learners because you believe it will make your English worse? You might be surprised to learn that this is not at all true. For example, Vanessa from Speak English with Vanessa shared how powerful online meetups with other learners are to practice speaking, and how she herself saw her French improve while practicing it with non-native speakers.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a benefit to meeting with someone who speaks English as their native language. I think a lot of that benefit too is for your personal, as the learner, your like ego, like, oh, I did it. I talked with an American. Like, you feel good about yourself, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that is like the best option. So there's a lot of different options for students who want to make it happen and to feel accepted by other students too. And from talking with the students who participate in these, it seems like the fear at the beginning of speaking is very high. Like, oh, I'm like, I can't believe I'm about to just talk with somebody I don't even know on the internet. I'm speaking in English. There's a lot of multiple fears there on the internet. Someone I don't know, another language. What are we going to talk about? Just all of those types of things. I don't like to see myself in the video. Everything is piled up. But then when they speak together, you just get each other. You understand each other because both of you are coming from that same place. Both of you are learning English. Both of you have overcome or are trying to overcome that hesitation and fear of speaking with someone else. So I think really being on an equal playing field, if we can use that expression, with somebody else can help you to take great leaps in your English learning. I found this for myself as well. In France, a lot of my friends were other nannies or other au pairs, but they were from non-English speaking countries. In fact, some of them could actually speak English really well, but I never knew it because we always spoke in French. They were German or Austrian or Swedish. And when we were speaking together, because we were all French learners, we could understand like 80%. Most of what they were saying, and there's an occasional new word that would come in. But if I were speaking with a French native speaker, I probably would have only understood 10%. It would have been very overwhelming. I probably would have stopped doing that. So having somebody who understands me, and I can actually understand them, but we understand each other's situation of being a language learner, I think that that can be extremely motivating and helpful in getting rid of that fear of speaking, that initial fear. So at least that seems to be the case for a lot of my students who have spoken with each other. And I think it's also an economical way to do that because you might need to pay a lot for a native English speaker teacher or just any professional teacher. You're going to need to pay a lot, but to speak with someone else who is also learning and is both people are benefiting from the situation, then that can be a really great way to learn for a cheaper price, possibly even free, but just to be able to speak together is a great starting point.
I could not agree more with Vanessa. So many learners like you around the world are frustrated to study English for years and never have the opportunity to improve their speaking. That's exactly why we created the Real Life app. Now, at the touch of a button, you will connect with another learner in a different part of the world and improve your speaking and confidence with fun and dynamic English conversations, all while also discovering other cultures. What's more, you can get full interviews with amazing teachers like Vanessa, Hadar, and Emma with interactive transcripts and vocabulary. And the best part of all, it's 100% free. So check it out. You can simply search for Real Life English in the Google Play or Apple App Store. If you are afraid that people won't understand you or that you'd feel lost in conversation, I know exactly how you feel. I've studied 6 different languages, and I have to tell you, I have only been able to get fluent by speaking at every opportunity. The best part of it is that I could connect with so many people and learn so many things that I would not have learned if I hadn't gotten the courage to speak with them. And that is exactly what Hadar from Accents Way explains. She says that speaking English is a bridge that connects and allows learners from around the world to broaden their perspectives.
And then you go out to the real world and you come across all these different accents. Some of them are native, some of them are non-native accents. And then you're like, wait, is this incorrect because I don't know this? Or I don't even know how to listen to this because I was never exposed to it. So I think that as learners, we have the responsibility of recognizing that English has different sounds, different colors, and we definitely want to explore that as learners as well because there is so much freedom to the language, but English is life, and our life is, you know, everything is connected. And we can't, you know, talk about self-expression and equality and native speakerism if we don't talk about freedom for everybody and equality and gender equality and social equality, right? And social justice, because I want that for my students. And also, as, you know, I have a big community on Facebook, the influencing community of people from all around the world. And we do talk about these things. And I felt that in this case, not to talk about something that is so close to home would be hypocrisy. And while some people were not appreciative of this conversation, most people were. And we were able to foster and a good discussion where people express their pain or what they're feeling. And I think, you know, allowing this is a reminder for everyone that English is a bridge and is an opportunity to bridge between people that usually don't have that place of contact. And I think that as educators, we need to have this responsibility and to take a stance and to show our students that it's important to talk about these things because that gives them permission to talk about what matters to them.
Are you now remembering a time that you got into a conversation and simply froze? And then you were left feeling like a failure, feeling like others were laughing at you? Please forget all about that, because today we are also going to focus on helping you to feel confident when speaking English with other learners. So you don't want to miss Emma from English's tips.
You know, this perception or this idea that the only way that I can learn is with an English teacher or with a native speaker. And, you know, for me, that's true, you know, to an extent. There's the opportunity to learn with an English teacher. There's the opportunity to learn with a native speaker. But by only sticking to that line of thinking, you limit the opportunity and the potential for your experience to be something that is really like singular in experience. It's like a classroom and a relationship between a teacher and a student, or a relationship between a colleague and you know another colleague. But by opening up the experience of learning to be not just with teachers but with other English learners, the experience, again, it becomes so much richer. You don't always need to be able to turn around and say, hey, I've forgotten the word, what is it? Because in a group context or when you're speaking with another non-native English speaker, you still have that opportunity to ask that question. And if neither of you know, you have the opportunity to find out together and you get to create an experience around learning that thing. You don't get given the thing. You have to find it yourself. And in terms of retention, in terms of, you know, really helping that piece of information to stay with you by creating that experience around the learning really helps with that, helps to facilitate that.
Yeah. I think also beyond just the retention thing, it helps you to build to get the resources that you need and to kind of build that mentality that when there's a challenge that you overcome it in a sense. So you're building, because we were talking about real world English. So if you're using your English in the real world, maybe you're in a situation where there's not even a teacher around. You're having a business meeting or you're helping out a tourist on the street or whatever the case is, where, you know, you're not going to know some word. And so you need to figure out, you need to be able to kind of like put the pieces together in a sense to figure out how can I still communicate my message. And I think that's really what fluency is in some sense, is when you're able to kind of have those resources.
If you still feel reluctant about taking the first step to start speaking and get some powerful insights from Shannon, from your linguist who speaks 15 languages.
If you're not ready to go study with a tutor yet, which I do not believe that it's ever too early to start with a tutor, I typically maybe study a language a day before I start with a tutor. And that's just so I can learn to say, hello, how are you? My name is, where I'm from, where are you from? Like, I'm well, like just some of the basics to start with. And so I'm familiar with how the language sounds, but it's not too soon to start with a tutor. But if for whatever reason you're like, I'm not ready, I'm worried about mistakes, I don't want to talk to someone, what if I don't understand? You don't need to jump to a tutor right away. What I would recommend instead is just maybe doing something to speak on your own, like read out loud or write short scripts about yourself and then read them out loud, or record a video of yourself, send it to someone to get feedback. There's lots of things that you can do that help you kind of prepare for ultimately having conversations. So like speaking is a separate skill from conversing. And I think we often forget that. We think, okay, to speak a language means conversing in the language. And so that suddenly becomes really intimidating, because not only do you have to speak them, you also have to understand. And so then you're talking about two things instead of just one thing. So you can kind of isolate out both the speaking and the understanding, work on the two separate, and then gain some confidence so that you're ready to take the next step and have conversations where you need to do both.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find all the mentioned links and resources from this show on the show notes at reallifeglobal.com. It is also linked in the description of this episode. If English fluency is important to you, then remember to check out our Real Life app, where you can practice listening to native speech and speak with other learners from around the world while also discovering new cultures. In addition to that, you can get a full interactive transcript and vocabulary for this interview. You will find that linked in the description, or just search for Real Life English in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. For now, remember that no matter what divides us, that which unites us is far greater. See you on the next show.